This isn't inclusion. What on earth?
Before I begin this video, although I don't think I should have to do this, but I would like to make clear that I have no issue with the LGBT community, nor do I have any issue with drag acts in an appropriate setting, which is for adults. I've been to such events myself. But what I'm about to show you is completely inappropriate for children to witness. I'm genuinely concerned for the safety of children in these settings. If you haven't noticed, and I think it's pretty hard not to, the trend of drag queen story hour, imported from the US, where scantily clad grown men parade in front of children wearing wigs, makeup, and clothing that resembles stripper gear for the most part, has been spreading like wildfire across the UK. Yet those that come out against drag queen story hour and rightfully protest its inappropriate nature with regards to these events being targeted at children were called far right, were called bigots. All of these accusations couldn't be farther from the truth. I've said it once and I'll say it again. I think it's pretty homophobic to suggest being gay or being bi or being queer, if you like, has to constantly revolve around dramatized and overly sexualized caricatures of women, in this case, being presented to children. But this has gone too far. I'm genuinely concerned about the safety of children at these events, but also the sanity of the parents dragging their kids along to them. So I was recently made aware of a drag queen event that took place at the Honor Oak pub in Lewisham. You're not going to like this, but let's watch.
Dance break, everybody. Oh my goodness, me. So baby, talk to me. Oh, getting up is not comfortable. I love you. What could we have to say? Oh yeah.
Shocking and disgusting. Here we have a grown man, scantily clad in sexually suggestive clothing and stripper heels, bunching up his skirt and doing the splits whilst a confused young girl watches on and rabbles of ridiculous parents scream, shout and guffaw. This itself was acknowledged by the drag queen in the video, named Copper Top Queen, who says in the caption of the video, "Wear a mini skirt," they said. "That'll be sexy," they said. Wait a minute. Why would you need to look sexy at an event involving children? There's only one group of people enjoying these performances, and I really don't think it's the children. Parents have rightly raised their concerns about this, only to be met with aggressive allegations of being far-right bigots. Just look at the aggressive response to one parent expressing their concern about Topper's performance. Threatening, patronizing language, and I think quite misogynistic tones. But one thing I would like to say is I think there's a reason why these drag queens get so defensive and simply revert to slurs and allegations of being bigots, transphobes, and homophobes. So here we have a song by Copper Top Queen. They were actually on RuPaul's Drag Race, the really popular show where drag queens compete, showcase their talent, blah, 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 blah. And whilst listening to it, I felt the lyrics were really quite telling, actually. Let's take a look.
I was a kid, I was told that I was different by my elders in a manner that was totally belligerent. I took it to the stage, made my own way, and my best mate with my confidence declared that I was gay. My sports teacher took a fist to my eye and told me if I kissed the boys, I'd make all the girls cry. So I kicked him in the balls.
But if we look at the lyrics, we can see where this sort of aggression comes from. So when I was a kid, I was told that I was different in a manner that was totally belligerent. I took it to the stage, made my own way. Brought my confidence to come to terms with the fact that I was gay. These are their personal experiences, and perhaps they do genuinely feel that by acting like this around toddlers and kids that barely even know what is going on, they're going to help them come out and feel more comfortable in themselves. But number one, we live in a society that I think has gone beyond LGBT acceptance, but it's now LGBT promotion and it actually being actively pushed onto children. So I don't think there's as much danger of being treated like that if you're a child today. And number two, children really don't need to know about sexuality, especially at that age. Just because you had that personal experience doesn't then make it your job to make toddlers and kids that barely even know what's going on realize their queerness, because that is the motivation here. I mean, it's basically in the music video, you can see it, but that's not your job. You know, you're not a professional. You don't have any sort of qualifications to help people that are perhaps struggling with their sexuality. All you are doing is showing up at a pub in stripper heels, doing the splits in a really sexualized manner for kids. And it's just not right. But aside from that, this saga actually gets worse. Once I posted the video of Copper Top Queen's performance, if you want to call it that, at Honor Oak Pub, I was then directed to the Instagram page of a baby cabaret company. So this is a company targeting babies, only to find that I was actually blocked by the Instagram page, because obviously parents were tagging me, and I'd received information about this baby cabaret before, but again, I wasn't able to access the Instagram page. I didn't realize I was blocked. Let's take a look. This is even worse. So viewer discretion is advised. This is shocking, disgusting, and it makes me quite angry, actually. So this group is called Cabba Baba Rave. Baby Cabaret Rave Experience. Let's take a look. Right, okay. We've got women, fun clothing, look a bit crazy. We've got a really quite demure couple there, both in glasses, you know, innocent stuff. Look at those adorable babies. Really, really cute. Oh, wait. Okay. Right. Okay. Oh. Right. Okay. So, bit weird, but clearly an acquired taste. Nothing too bad. The website itself is pretty sanitized. Some weird pictures, but nothing major, right? On the Instagram page, however, this is a completely different story. I was sent several screenshots and screen recordings of the contents of the Instagram page, and it will horrify you. So I've got these on my phone, and I'm just going to share them with you. So here we have a drag queen crawling on their knees with toddlers watching. This guy is in stripper heels with what looks like bondage gear on, suspended from the ceiling. I mean, how on earth is this baby cabaret? What does this have to do with babies? Bent over with her legs open, barely any clothing on. I mean, this one, I was really confused about. Now, I know I'm laughing, but like, genuinely, like, what do you even say about this? What do you even say or do? Like, this is just not appropriate for kids to see at all.
Surely you don't have to be a genius to work this out. What the hell? What are you doing? Put some clothes on. This one is really, really weird. And the person that posted it is saying, no one is going to gaslight me and tell me to accept this shit in the name of inclusion. This isn't inclusion. What on earth? You're in thongs with your penis out. Oh my, this one. It's sexual. It's sexual. And no one can tell me any different. These dances are sexual. Who are you performing for? The babies. Is this for babies? Is this for babies? So as you can see, what is going on at these events is vile, inappropriate, and I have some real safeguarding concerns. Babies' brains are like literal sponges. They absorb everything that's going on around them. What about when those kids are in the playground and they then go on to mimic some of the dances that they've seen at these events? There is only one word to describe this, and I'm afraid it's grooming. You are trying to desensitize these children to this type of behavior. The question is, why? Now, I genuinely believe the government has a responsibility to step in here to assess whether these events are appropriate for children to witness. Now, I know there are parents there, but again, real self-safeguarding concerns and real concerns about the judgment of these parents that think their children witnessing these sexualized dances with grown men with barely any clothing on, whining and dancing in front of their children. I really do question their judgment with that. We are not against drag queens. We are not anti-LGBT. What we are concerned about is this being pushed onto children and the sexualization of children at an early age in the name of diversity and inclusion. It simply opens the back door for predators, I'm afraid. And it's time people wake up to that fact.